The question is that the gopis are saying one moment in separation from Krishna is like a yuga, where here it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that it is like 12 years. So the word that is used in Sanskrit is yuga again. Yuga itam nimeshena. In the translation, it said 12 years or more. See, we actually, when we talk about chronology in scripture, there are different systems of chronology that are given. So in the Purana, especially in the Bhagavad Purana, one kind of chronology is given. But if you look at the Manu Samhita, there is another kind of chronology that is given. So that means scriptures, the dimension specifics are not extremely important. They're important, but they're important more as indicators of something. They're not important in the exact value that is there. You know, in the 11th, 12th chapter of the first canto, when Krishna comes back from Hastinapur to Dwarka. So at that time, the path is described. You know, Krishna goes to this place, this place, this place, this place, and then he comes to Dwarka. And Prabhupada writes in a purport over there that, so sometimes geologists may try to find, trace the exact path by which Krishna came from Hastinapur to Dwarka. And he says, this is an impossible task because the earth's geology keeps changing. They can do their research, but as far as we are concerned, now we are happy that Krishna has reached Dwarka and is going to perform pastimes with his devotees now. So the factual details in scripture that are there, they have significance in the sense that they indicate certain things. But if we go too much into the specifics of that, we can just get caught up in that. So here, the principle is that one moment appears to be like a very long time. Now the word yuga itself can be translated in different ways depending on different frames of reference. But the point is that one moment seems to be like a long time. That's the essential principle. Okay. Thank you. Yes, please.